Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits.
Deeper and deeper in sickness. And that showed me there the power of prayer, because the doctors had given her up for 2 days. They'd give her 2 days to live, and that would be it at the most. But we, a friend of mine and I, we went in the hospital room, and we laid our hands on her, and we began praying, and we began talking and singing. And Mother opened her eyes, and Mother said, "Oh, it's so peaceful. I've been with Jesus." And I said, "Did you see his face?" She said, "He held me in my arms and said, he told me, he said, he was coming soon to tell his people to get ready." And she looked at me and she pointed and said, "He said to tell you that I'm passing my mantle on to you, and you go and do what I couldn't finish." And so after the mantle fell on me, I had such a burning desire that I had to do something. And so I didn't know exactly what it was. So we moved out of the church where I'd been all my life and just started going, trying to find where I fit in. But God had a different plan. And so I never dreamed that I would be in Poplarville, but I got sick and went to the doctor out there, and we got to talking, and I said, "Well, we're going into a ministry, but I can't find anywhere to go. I can't find a place everywhere we look." And she said, "Well, I've got a place." And so we went and looked at it, and when I walked in and I stood in a spot, I felt the Spirit of the Lord just going up and down my spine. And I said, "This is the place." So it was a double-wide trailer, but it's almost right in the center of Poplarville. So I called her and I told her, yeah, we would take it. So she gave us the place. All we have to do is pay our lights and our water. And no rent. And so we started cleaning up. And one of our friends came by and offered to paint the building with no charge. And we had $232 to start our church. And we had no pews, and we were starting we had our first service May the 29th of 2011. And, you know, we had no pews, and they said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "God will provide." The day before our first service, God gave us some pews. A church offered them to us, and we took them in. So we had our pews, so we were going to do communion. I didn't have any of that, so I used a little styrofoam bowl and little cups, but that served the purpose. And that afternoon, a lady called me and said, "Come by my house." So I went by there, and she gave us a beautiful, brand-new, shiny communion set. And, you know, people just donated us a mic and speakers and things like that. And then all of a sudden, the Lord made a way that we've got all new equipment. We got our speakers, we got our recorder and duplicator, and I can't explain what God is doing in our life. And I know that God told me, if you will do what I've called you to do, you won't be able to comprehend the things that I will do. And he is
standing
through to his. Amen. But in the meantime, when we came to the church, our house was going into foreclosure. And, you know, and I just kept saying, I said, "Well, we're going to lose our house." And all of a sudden, it was like the Lord said, "Don't speak that. Don't speak that." And before I knew it, all of our notes was caught up, no back payment, no late payment, no that. I can't explain the goodness of God. I can't. It's too good. It's too great to explain. But I know He's my Father, and I know He takes care of me.
Well, let me ask you this as a woman, okay? For you, I would like to kind of pull on that a little bit, what you went through to be called as a woman preacher. I've had many women preachers on the broadcast over this past year. Can you talk to us about that? Because there's probably some other women out there that are called to preach listening as well.
Well, yes, because it was not an easy task, and you've got to get where you, like, you know, you die to your flesh. You get there, you die to yourself, and you listen to God. You don't care what the people says. I've got people in my own family that hadn't accepted it and has never come to hear me preach, but I know that I am called of God. God called me, man didn't. And it might not be an easy road, but the end results is out of this world. If we do what God says do and don't worry about what man says, we're going to make
it. Yeah.
We're going to make it.
Well,
and I've got a wonderful husband. Ma'am?
No, go ahead.
I said I've got a wonderful husband that stands by me and supports me.
Now, that's a blessing. I've had, like I said, probably 90%, well, maybe 95% of the women that I've had on the broadcast that are actually pastors all have supportive husbands. And that is a beautiful thing because God, there's no gender in God. And when he calls us, we must obey. But we also have to follow under, you know, submission to our husbands as the authority of the home. So that's beautiful that he allows you to preach. Now, let me ask you this about the state of Mississippi. Is it not true that Mississippi just passed a law where they could actually pray in the schools again?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Now, how do you think that reflects? I mean, to all of us from other states, I mean, that's like huge. That's like, wow, way to go, Mississippi, come on. Do you believe that God will bless y'all for them making that decision?
Yes, I do. And I know that we have gathered together and we have gone to the schools and prayed and we have stayed at our church and we have prayed and we pulled down the strongholds and that's what it's going to take is prayer. Some things come about but by prayer and fasting. But I believe that God is going to restore the school prayer to all the states. I believe.
Oh, wow.
If we
well,
ask
you,
and
Lord,
believe, we're going to receive.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, too. I ask all of our ministers that are on the broadcast, if you have 5 minutes to talk to the American bride alone, considering the current day situation that we have and that gross darkness is covering the earth, what would you say to the bride right now?
I would say don't give up. Stay in your prayer closet and pray because God hears. And, you know, the enemy comes in like a flood, but God sets up a standard for his people. And God
yeah.
is going to take care of his people. He's got us under the shadow of the Almighty. He protects us. And, you know, and when the Lord said he's going to take care of us, everything that's in his word is true. And I love that Isaiah 40:7-8, he said, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And if he said he's going to take care of his people, he's going to take care of them. We might have to suffer persecution, and we might have to go through some hard times, but
yeah.
God is still going to provide. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He is going to take care of his people. And I just believe with all my heart that if we ask him, and you know, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And if we come to him and we ask him to take care of us, or we come to him and say, I can't go no further, Father, you take me and you carry me, that's what he's going to do. He said he would hide us in the cleft of the rock, and our rock is Jesus Christ. He's going to cover us under his wings and take care of us. And that's the way I believe. I'm not worried about, you know, that. I just believe with all my heart that God's going to give us a way of escape.
Yes, amen. And I believe, now this is just me personally, but I'm also basing this word off of what I'm hearing in the spirit from other ministers, is that, you know, God is jealous for us. And,
yes,
like, if you look at the children of Israel, you know, he loved them so much. And when they would go off and serve other gods, you know, he would have to pull his hand back and allow the enemy to take them, you know,
yes,
because he wants them and he's jealous for them. And that's what's going to happen now. And the hard part is, yes, the remnant is going to be blessed and going to be taken care of during what's coming. But the ones that are rebellious, he's going to have to lift his hand of grace a little bit and allow them to be whipped a little bit. And what's going to be hard for that is us that are the remnant, knowing how to see the people suffering, knowing that God has a reason for it. You know, like us to not reach in there and try to pull them out ourselves, but for us to pray and pray that those people make the right decision, you know.
Yeah, well, I believe that in my spirit, I believe that things will have to, you know, like he will lift his hand some. He will that to get their attention to come. And that's what's going to be in this end time revival. They're going to know that they have no other way to go but through Jesus Christ. And
that's right.
Until he, you know, until they come to that realization, there's nothing I can say or nobody unless the Spirit draws them. It is of none effect. So I believe that that's what's going be in this end time revival, and we've got to pray and be ready to help them and to lead them and to guide them.
Well, let me ask you this, Miss Carolyn. You've actually been having revival going on at your church there for a while. Do you mind talking to us about Mr. Casey Soans?
do what now?
I know that you've had revival going on in your church for a little while, and you've got Casey Soans has been ministering there. Do you mind talking to us a little bit about what's going on in your church with that?
Well, I just really can't explain everything that's going on. There's such a move of God. We've had people healed. We've had people delivered. We've had people saved, and they're getting hungry. People are getting hungry for the true word of God. And Brother Casey don't cut no slack. He preaches it. He preaches the word like it is. And that is what people are hungry for. They're tired of all this watered-down stuff that don't really, you know, I don't want to talk about anybody, but, I mean, you know, you can water it down, and it's not as good as when you got the full strength of something. And I believe that Brother Casey Soans has got it. He's going, and he's not compromising. And it's amazing to me how God is taking, just like our little church, my husband and I, we have had no training in Bible school or anything. God has done this, and we've been in our church for 4.5 years. And we've got the smallest little church in Poplarville. It's a little double-wide trailer. But I'm going to tell you, it's full of the Spirit
Lord.
And God, I said, Lord, why us? Why are you using us? He said, I use the ordinary people and the small things to show my glory. And
come
it's not me
now
that's doing, but it's God. It's God.
Yes,
I am blessed. I am that I am. That's God's church. It's not our church. That is God's church. I give him full reign, and that's, I believe that that is what he's allowing the Holy Spirit to move, and he's bringing people in. And I had never heard of Brother Casey Soans until he came up there, and I said, wow, my goodness, where'd you come from? So, it's something how it started. A preacher from Africa came. And he ministered with Sister Nancy Kasama, came with him to hear him. And then I asked Sister Nancy to come. Well, then Brother Casey came to hear her and be with her. And so that's how it all sprang out. And it's been going on since the 1st of October. October, we're going every weekend, and God's really moving and blessing.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes, I've been there myself. I've seen it, and it's awesome the way that God's using Nancy, too. She's just, like, sprouting out like a butterfly now.
Oh, goodness, yes, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to allow you to preach and to have the floor. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, one moment.
Reflecting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communications can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen.
Okay, we're back, and we are with Pastor Carolyn Tynes. How do you say your last name, Carolyn?
Tynes.
Tynes, okay.
Yes, Tynes.
Okay, very good. Now go ahead, and you've got the floor.
Okay. Well, I just want to give God the glory and the praise for allowing me to speak to the people today. And I wanted to speak on how God uses ordinary people. And since I'm a woman pastor, I wanted to speak kind of about the women and the different ones in the Bible, how God used them. And I'm starting in Judges with Deborah. Deborah was the prophetess, and she was a judge. And she was referred to as the mother in Israel. And God raised her and helped her, and she was endowed with a remarkable, personable, and varied gifts. He just blessed her with gifts for deliverance and in his distressed and defeated people. And she was used to help several the people out in Israel. And Deborah was also a judge that raised up by God to deliver his people from bondage. And Deborah helped. Yeah. You know, she had several gifts, and she helped the people to proclaim that. And then I'm going on down to Rahab. You know, Rahab was a harlot, and she was there at Jericho, and she took the spies up on top of the roof, and she covered them and hid them. And so when they left, she said, now, when this happens, said, I asked for my family to be spared, and they said, well, hang the red scarlet thread out. And so when they went in the walls of Jericho, when Joshua and them marched around and the walls came tumbling down, Rahab and her family were spared. But the red cord represents the blood of Jesus. And Rahab was the mother of Boaz. And Boaz was the father of Obed, and Ruth married Boaz. So, you know, that was of the lineage, it started the lineage of Jesus on down of David. So, and then Ruth, that married Boaz, her mother-in-law, Naomi, and her husband, Elimelech, they had gone out of Bethlehem and because there was a famine in the land, and there was nothing, the food, so they went and came to Moab. And during the famine, and they were there, and their sons married women out of their lineage. But Naomi's husband and both of her sons died, and she was empty. So she said, I'm going back to Bethlehem. I'm going back to my family. So when Ruth told her she was going with her, and she said, stay here with your family. And Ruth had told her, said, I'm going where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. So when Ruth came to Bethlehem, and she married Boaz, Rahab's son, so you see, God uses whoever is a willing vessel. God uses the one that's ready to go. Rahab was a harlot. And Ruth was from a strange land, but they're of the lineage of our Savior. And so that goes to show that God has no respect to person. Whoever will say, yes, I will go, that's what he's going with. And then we'll go on down to Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, God chose Mary to carry the word for 9 months, and then Mary gave birth to the word. And the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Mary was just a little peasant girl. She was the daughter of a little farmer, a poor farmer, and it said that he was of low social status. And they either owned a very small home or either they even rented it. But Mary found favor with God. She was a very righteous virgin. And so she conceived of the Holy Ghost and received a son that was going to be called Jesus, the one that was going to save us from all of our sins and to take care of us and heal our sickness and deliver us from all that we had have need of. And Mary, you know, she didn't go to a hospital. She went to a stable. She went there. And he was born in a little manger. They laid him in a little manger. See, he don't have to, you don't have to go to the top of the list. You don't have to go to the fine mansions. You don't have to go to everything like that. God uses whoever is willing to listen and obey him. God has no respect to person. I agree some has more money than others, but it's some of our own doings. It's some of our own choices. It's not God that puts us where we're at in trouble and everything. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, he sent Jesus to give us life and for us to have it more abundantly. And then you take the woman at the well, the Samaritan, you know, and Jesus came to the well and stopped, and he sat there because he was tired, he was weary. And he asked the lady to give him a drink of water, and the woman said, well, I'm not supposed to be giving water to you. I'm not supposed to be talking to you. I can't be around you. And he said, if you knew who you were talking to, that I can give you water, living water to drink, that you will never thirst again. And he said, go tell your husband. And she said, I'm not married to the one. He said, you said, well, said you've had several more, but you're not married to this one, and go tell. And she went, and she started proclaiming. She was as a preacher. She went to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. But others might look down on that, but God has no, like I said, has no respect to person. God uses the ordinary people. He, you know, he cast the devils out of Mary Magdalene, and she was a follower of Jesus. And the mother of Jesus, they went to the tomb, and when they said, go tell, that, you know, that Jesus was no longer dead in that tomb, he was risen, and he was gone. So the women went to tell the good news. And I'm not just looking at women, but I know what it is that they say the women has a harder time getting things in the church, pastoring, or anything like that. But there's neither male nor female within the eyes of the Lord. And today I just want to encourage whoever is listening. If you hear that still small voice and saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, heed to the voice of Jesus, because he can give you peace. He can give you peace like no other can. And he wants us to come to him because we were created in his image. We were created in his likeness. And he loves us beyond anything that we can even imagine. He loves us so much that God sent his son to die for us, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And I just want to praise God today that he has allowed me to come and to speak. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. But I believe that it was an appointed time of God that he is allowing me, just a little old country girl that was raised up with a ninth grade education and everything, to spread his word. He's using me for such a time as this. He is using me to help the hurting people and the ones that sick.
Come on now.
And I just praise him. I praise him for using me. Because without him, I'm nothing. And no matter what we've done, God will forgive us.
Yes,
because
I know that
I walked away, and I'm sorry that I did, but it's in the past. We got to leave our past behind us, and we got to go forward and like a mighty marching army, because we in the army of the Lord. He is commander. He's the commander-in-chief, and we got to walk proud, and we got to hold our shoulders high and march toward the victory that he has got prepared for us. And I'm without words to even speak on what I feel in my spirit, how good God is, because I don't have enough words. But he will take care of us. He will take care of you. He will take care of his people. And he loves everyone. He loves everyone, no matter what, you know, what we are. If he loves us all. He loves us all. And I just thank God that he's allowed me in this last days that I can help reap the harvest of souls for him. And I want to pray a prayer and of encouragement to whoever's listening, and encourage you, if you're not a Christian, to accept Christ now and let him come into your heart. Father God, I come to you right now as your sheep and your shepherd over the flock at I Am Blessed Ministries. And Lord God, I'm just thanking you and praising you right now. And, dear God, I'm asking for anyone out there that is hurting, is downtrodden, to look to you. God, I pray a special blessing of anointing upon the people that they will have courage and they will have strength to accept you, Lord God, before it's too late. All you have to do is just say, that, Lord God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Lord, I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I want to be set free. Lord God, just help them to understand what you have in store for them. Lord God, give them a vision, Lord God. Give them a vision of what they need to do. And Lord, I'm asking you now to bless Sister Dawn and for the work that she's doing.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I just ask you to pray as a double blessing upon her. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that word, sister. Listen, that you don't know, because you probably not listened to all the broadcasts. There's over 200 of them now, but the Holy Spirit is so beautiful because he builds upon all of the preachers, precept upon precept. And from when this started last January, we actually are celebrating our one-year anniversary. Yay! Since last January, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to the bride. At first, I was trying to get big names on the radio, and I had this one guy, and the day before he came on, I was so proud I got this big one, you know, how we would measure, you know. And he ended up canceling the day before, and I was so distraught because I had already done all the advertising and whatnot. and was so proud of it. And, honey, God rebuked me, I mean, up and down. And he told me, he said, I didn't tell you to get big names on here. I want the ones that are, do not have a name. I want to give them a voice.
Amen.
And I just repented. I wept to him. I repented. Well, right after that, it started coming on the radio through the preachers that the bride has been in the caves because the churches have put them on outcasts. Like if they were different because of their callings or because of their gifts, you know, they were in caves now, hiding out where the typical, you know, church would not accept them. Well, then later on in the year, like in August, I started hearing the preachers come on the radio saying, God is saying it's time to come out of the caves. Okay, so then now it rose around up to December. Then I hear the Holy Spirit putting the call out. Okay, now you've come out of the caves, put on your armor. Let's march.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What you are saying, we're kicking off the new year. The prophecies have been rolling out on the radio, talking about the troubles that are coming, but how the bride needs to keep their eyes on Jesus. We cannot look. And I've actually heard many of them say, this is the time you need to shut your TV off. This is the time you need to consecrate yourself. This is the time you need to walk in holiness. This is the time you cannot be flirting around with the world anymore. You can't have one foot in and one foot out anymore. The lines have been drawn. Okay, so now here you are on the broadcast today, and what you're saying is, listen, people, I'm a woman that does not even have an education, and I'm obeying the Lord. I'm in a small little town in a trailer, and the fire of God is hitting us. If I can do this, you can do this. Every one of us, God wants to use. And that's why God gave you that sermon to preach on here tonight. Of all the women that God has used, and then not just women, but think about all of the animals that God has used, the donkey.
Yes.
You know, and the dove. And all this kind of stuff. Every one of us have a mission. Every one of us have a purpose. And that is what the Holy Spirit is revealing on the broadcast tonight, is do not be intimidated by your credentials. Don't be intimidated by your past. This is not the hour to look back. This is the hour to say, God, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to me. It's a reckless abandonment to everything that you want me to be. I will obey you at all cost.
Amen.
And I thank you, sister, that you don't know how an on time word that is. And we receive it tonight, and thank you for your prayer. Now listen, Brian, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and when we come back, you know, this is a ministry of prayer. And we're going to pray for Miss Carolyn. We're going to ask that the bride comes together in agreement with us. Okay, one moment. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Let me tell you something, bride. I am feeling the fire of the Lord right now. Listen, we cannot look. We have to be in unity, and we have to come together and not be judging other people. Gone are the days of judging. You know, I think about the bride like this. We are family, bride. We're family.
Yes.
So sometimes you have goofy people in families. Sometimes you have people that just they go round and round in a circle because they can't figure out their way in life. But you know what? When they're family, you love them anyway. And the Bible says you will know a Christian by their love for one another.
Yes.
We have got to come together in unity. That is another thing that the
yes.
Holy Spirit is crying out right now. Come together, bride, in unity. Because some of us will be facing martyrdom. We're
yes.
coming to that point in time that we're not just looking overseas saying, oh, that's them and America, we're blessed. We brought what's coming on ourselves. And we're going to have to be able to die for his name if he so requires. We are
yes.
done playing around, bride. And we have got to get serious about our relationship with the Lord and with one another. So right now we're going to pray for Miss Carolyn, and we're going to ask God, listen, whatever amount of time that we have left on this earth, every one of us is on a mission. You know, one time I was preaching on Skype to people in Pakistan, and I told them, I mean, it was a very surreal moment. I told the room full of people, I said, listen, I know you could all die in 5 minutes for his name. I said, but let me tell you something. Are you going to live those 5 minutes for his glory, doing
Amen.
What he's called you to do, and when he tells you to do it in
Amen.
Full medical obedience
yes,
to his word and to what he's called you to do, your mission? Or are you going to be distraught because of the time that you have left? I said, you can maximize your time and stand before the throne and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, versus somebody that's in America that's living 100 years and not doing it. It's about what you're doing with the time you have left. Are you obeying him with what is the time that you have left? God, I thank you for Miss Carolyn, Lord. That was a powerful broadcast tonight. Okay, well, let's pray, Miss Carolyn. And, Bride, listen, all of y'all bow your heads and let's come together in agreement because it does not matter about distance because we are all in agreement for her ministry. We believe that every ministry that we have on the broadcast is about to be promoted. There's greatness coming, Bride. And
yes.
we lift her up because if we reap, we sow. And that's what we're doing. We are as we sow, we're reaping. We are sowing prayers into her so that God will bless her and he will take care of us in exchange. Here we go. Lord, we thank you so much for Pastor Carolyn Tynes. We thank you, God, for all that you have done in her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her making the right decision to obey you in the midst of the persecution, to obey you in the midst of her past, Lord, for her to say, yes, God. And because she said, yes, God, look where she's going, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, God, for her life. We give you praise for her family. We give you praise for the vision that you downloaded into her, Lord. And where there is vision, there is provision. We call in supernatural provision to her, Lord. We call in a new building, Lord. We have got the harvest coming, Lord, and
yes,
she's got to have a place to have the harvest in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah.
We call in that building, Lord, that it be given.
Yes.
That it be
yes.
donated
yes.
to her, like the way you have done
yes.
her ministry so far, Lord.
Yes.
We call in the donations, giving her
yes.
all of the provision and the supplies that she's going to need, Lord, to
yes.
reap the harvest
yes.
in that region, not just town, but in that region, Lord. Open up the door for her to have internet, Lord, for her to be able to do Periscope and do live streaming across the world, Lord, and so that the world can see what's happening in Poplarville, Mississippi. That name Poplarville alone means popular. It will be a popular village across the world because of the glory and the anointing of the living God coming down in that city. We thank you, Lord, that you have called her to that town for such a time as this, Lord. You will provide the anointing, Lord. You will give her downloads of strategies and the things that
she needs, Lord, to accomplish that mission, Lord. And the bride across the world is coming together in agreement, and we're saying that all of heaven shall be provided to her. All the hosts of heaven shall be there fighting the spiritual battles for her, Lord, opening up the spirit realm in her region, Lord, so she can take that dominion, take that authority in that city, Lord. I pray for all of her congregation members, Lord. I pray, Lord, you rise them up, Lord, in the fivefold ministry, Lord, that they would rise up and say, we can take this city.
Yes,
we can do this. And there is nothing about small when it comes to God. We believe big and we go big. And, Lord, I pray that all of them, Lord, would take up their armor and march in the army of the living God.
Yes.
Lord,
amen.
I thank you, Lord, for increasing the prophetic in her life, Lord. Increasing in the anointing, Lord. Increasing in her health, Lord. Increasing in her marriage, Lord. I thank you, God, for giving her favor. Favor with her city, Lord. Favor with city leaders, Lord. Favor, Lord, in the schools. Favor, Lord,
yes,
in their churches, Lord. Favor with that building, Lord, with entrepreneurs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have called her for such a time as this, Lord.
Thank
I thank you,
Lord.
Father God, you do call the small so that you can make them big and show the world how you can confound the wise, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, Lord, that your will shall be done in her city, Lord, and we are coming together in agreement across the world, holding up her arms right now, Lord, like Aaron did with Moses. We thank you, God, for sending her more intercessors, Lord, people that will help her, Lord, people that will pray, Lord, people that will support our vision, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one that gives us the vision, Lord. When we die to our old man, you instill in us a new man, Lord. You are the one that gives us these thoughts. You're the one that gives these visions. It's all up to you to give the provision for the vision. So we're thanking you for it, Lord, and we're giving you praise for her life. We're giving you praise for what you are doing and what you are going to do, God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I just see it, Lord, coming back and having her on the air in 6 months and saying, what has God done in 6 months in Poplarville, Mississippi? And she say, oh my God, it is more than I could have ever dreamed of. God, the fire of God is burning like a revival, wildfires through this village, through this place. And we thank you and give you praise, God, for nothing is impossible with you, Lord. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. And Lord, we pray for unity in the bride, Lord, to drop all of our differences, Lord, so that we can come together and take the harvest. It's all about the souls, Lord. It's not about our agenda, Lord. That's like Casey Sones coming up there, Lord. He has given up much to come up there and to preach and to pour into that city, Lord. And Lord, it's because it's not about him or his agenda, Lord. It's about you and about what you want to do, Lord. And you have him there pouring into her city, Lord, for such a time as this. We thank you and give you praise, Lord. And that's like the bride, the way that we're headed into, Lord, is the abundance of love to each other, Lord, and abundance of what can I do to help you accomplish your mission.
Yes.
And us not being selfish with each other or not doing things because of personal gain, Lord. Long gone are those days in Jesus' name. So we thank you and give you praise today, Lord, for this broadcast. And we give you praise for what you're doing, Lord. And while we're under the anointing, I thank you for new equipment. I need new equipment, Lord, to carry this gospel across the airwaves, Lord. We proclaim it right now in Jesus' name, Lord, for the angels to go out and to get that provision that we need to carry all these ministers, Lord, across the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
we're going to have you back on this broadcast in 6 months. You are going to come back with such a different report, and it's going to be beyond what you can even imagine. And I just thank you, God, that we got to meet Carolyn right now, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. The greatness coming out of her, pouring over her right now as we're talking, Lord, like a glove over her life, Lord. We thank you, God, that all of the little things that have been aggravating her, have been torturing her, we cancel all that right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, God. We thank you and give you praise for her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And increasing in words of wisdom, giving her an increase of the discernment of spirits.
Yes,
so that
Lord.
She can recognize the enemy and mouth off and speak to that thing and tell it to go. You're not coming
yes.
in my church and you're not moving in. You're not doing this in our city and whatnot.
Yes,
so we thank you and give you praise, God. We give you all of the honor and glory for Poplarville, Lord, that it will be very popular to the world for the glory that's coming. In
amen.
Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, sister. I
amen.
Love you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited
yes.
that I got to do this. I got so nervous, and Kel was saying, you can't do this, can't do it. And I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And
yes.
I was nervous, but God gave me the strength to do it. And
yes, and
God
the funny thing
the
is
word,
you didn't
God
even realize that God himself wanted you on this broadcast because the word that was on the inside of you had to be released to the bride. You don't. If you go back and listen to every one of these episodes, you'll be like, oh, my God, I am hearing. I am in tune with what God's doing worldwide. That's
yeah.
what you would realize. Because what if you go back and listen to just the last week's broadcast, when you listen to them, you'll say, oh, my gosh. I am definitely right in tune with the Holy Spirit. All right, sister. Well, you have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
Okay, you too.
Wait a minute. Is there any way if they would like to have you come speak or would like to find out more about you? Do you have a website or Facebook page or anything?
I have a email, and I've got a Facebook. It's just Carolyn Tynes.
Okay, now what's your email so they can email you?
Okay, it's carolyntynes@yahoo.com.
Now, how do you spell Tynes?
T-Y-N-E-S.
@yahoo.com. Okay, Bob, what I will do is put a link on the website so you can find her through our website. And then you can click on the email address, and it'll take you right to email where you can contact her. Okay, Brad, please continue to pray for her and pray for Poplarville, Mississippi. Okay, ma'am, you have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, too. God bless all of the bride.
Amen. All right, bye-bye.